Legend of Zero Dark Thirty, The Raid of the Century, Barack Obama's Moment of Triumph, The Capture of Osama bin Laden.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
The raid, daring and successful on that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan, we were led to believe, was carried out in secret without the knowledge of the Pakistanis, whose territory Navy SEALs penetrated to kill the Al-Qaeda leader. He was identified by CIA sources, including a heroic vaccination doctor who tipped off the CIA and was arrested by Pakistan for treason. Here's CIA Director Leon Panetta worrying about that source on 60 Minutes back in 2012.
He was not in any way treasonous towards Pakistan. He was not in any way doing anything that would have undermined Pakistan. As a matter of fact, if Pakistan's, and I've always said this, Pakistan and the United States have a common cause here against terrorism.
But there's a new version of this story with much less heroics. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hirsch says he believes that Pakistan knew where bin Laden was all the time because of a senior Pakistani official who gave up bin Laden years ago for a U.S. $25 million reward, that bin Laden might, in fact, have been a Pakistani prisoner, and that the SEAL team raid was a way for the U.S. to do the work Pakistan was too politically skittish to do on its own. Hirsch's account promptly was denied by the White House, riddled with inaccuracies, insisted White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. But Carlotta Gall, North Africa correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, says she believes that a main part of the Hirsch revision is true, according to her own source, which seems to be consistent with what Hirsch has been saying.
Now, I'd heard this already. Many of us had heard this story right from the beginning, in fact, when bin Laden was killed in 2011. But few of us could actually corroborate it, and it was always, you know, anonymous sources and difficult to be really sure. But I learnt it from a source that I do really value highly and who had already given me some very important information on the whole bin Laden episode of living in Pakistan. And so I had understood the same, that in fact it was a Pakistani official who tipped off the Americans to his whereabouts in this house under protective custody of the Pakistani intelligence service.
And Seymour Hirsch would seem to have corroborated that with the sources on both sides, Pakistan and the United States. At least that's according to his account, which has been published in London. On the question of whether he was being held under the protection of the ISI, the secret service of the Pakistani government, could one also say that maybe bin Laden was being held prisoner by the ISI?
Yes, and I wouldn't go as far as describing it as prisoner, because I think it's a type of custody which is constraining, but it's also with some consent, because it's also protective. And I've seen this and learnt about this over many years in Pakistan, that they often do this with people that the intelligence service wants to use and control. And they do it, I believe they're doing it with Mullah Omar, the Taliban leader, right now today. Pakistan has long done this. They have safe houses where they either imprison people or they control them so they actually cannot leave and they have guards. But there are other safe houses where they have a sort of consent to living there, and they're kind of watched and controlled, but also they're sort of like a guest. So I think bin Laden was more that sort of thing, because he didn't have armed guards on his house preventing him from leaving.
So Carlotta Gall, when CIA Director Leon Panetta says that he's very worried about this vaccination doctor who was taken prisoner by the Pakistanis for being arrested for doing treasonous things, he gave up the bin Laden compound. Panetta knows, according to this reporting, that that in fact is wrong, that they knew where bin Laden was because of this high-level source in the ISI.
Yes. Now, there was a whole story, I think, of even when you get a walk-in source like that, you then want to double-check it, you want to verify the information. And so I don't really know what they were doing with that doctor, but it seems he was running a sort of a program to try and get eyes on the compound and see who was inside. So in that sense, I think the CIA was using him and does feel guilty and does feel worried for his safety. So that I don't think that this new revelation of the walk-in actually necessarily contradicts that they also had this working arrangement with the doctor.
So let's go to the heart of the matter. Then if the ISI knew where bin Laden was and was keeping him in some sort of protective custody, you say, possibly prisoner, as Seymour Hersh suggests, then the entire bin Laden raid, described as this heroic exercise of U.S. covert ops, was in fact greenlighted by the Pakistani government and, on some level, staged. Yes?
You know, it's hard to say for sure, but it would seem if they had, you know, an agreement with the top Pakistani generals, it was far less risky than we thought. But I don't know if that is the case. I'm saying, you know, don't shoot it out of the water, because there's one detail that I know I also learned about, but I don't know if Kiani and Pasha were in on it or not. I think a much more plausible thing is that the America learns this, and this is for me the heart of the matter, is that this walk-in proved what many of us had suspected for years, that Pakistan was protecting bin Laden. Bin Laden was the main person that had created 9/11, who had to answer for one of the worst crimes on American territory, and they quite rightly could demand Pakistan to hand him over or help, you know, bring him to justice. And so I think then that's when Pakistan is put on the spot, they're found out, and they have to come forward with some help to resolve it. So I think at that moment, America had some real leverage over them to help and resolve this. And I think that's why I'm still open-minded about, did they work with Kiani and Pasha on this raid, or did they do it because they didn't trust them, without telling them? But the crux of the matter is it proved that Pakistan was protecting him. And that made, I think, America fully entitled to say, the game is up, you know, we've got to end this situation. And so then I think, you know, I think, I don't know how they decided on the raid or if they told them or not, but I think that was the moment when it was all over for the Pakistanis hiding him all this time.
Carlotta Gall, North Africa correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, author of The Wrong Enemy, America in Afghanistan, 2001 to 2014. Thanks so much, Carlotta.
Thanks a lot.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.